So this is a hypnosis session to overcome fears of germs. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable. Find a comfy spot where you lay. Comfy spot for your back, for your head, for your arms, for your legs. Uncross your legs and your arms and just nestle in to the spot where you lay. And allow yourself to relax, to feel heavy, and allow your entire body to relax and gradually your mind to settle. And as always, throughout this hypnosis, as in the past, you may be aware of the sounds around, and you needn't try to block them out or forcibly shut them, your attention to them down. You can just instead allow things to flow freely without trying to control it or allow make it be a certain way. And you'll take the messages from this hypnosis session that are most meaningful to you. And each and every time you listen to it, you'll hear messages that are more meaningful to you one day than the next. And this is just simply matching what you need with what you hear and what resonates with you in that moment. So now I'd like to do an exercise with you that can help you put these fears, these worries about germs behind you so that you can feel more comfortable to go about your day, to go about the activities with your family, with a greater sense of ease, pleasantness, confidence, and joy, so that you can laugh more often, be in the moment, and think ahead less. Less worry, less preoccupation, more joy, more calm. So at the count of one, I'd like you to roll your eyes upwards. With your eyeballs open, you're rolling your eyes up, as if you're looking straight through the top of your head. Looking way, way up. Good. Now two, I'd like you to do two things. I'd like you to take a deep breath in and hold it. Feel the pressure in your chest as you hold that breath. And the second thing I'd like you to do is to close your eyes. Continuing to stare upwards under your closed eyes, holding your breath with your eyes closed. One, two, three, four. Five. Now very slowly let that breath all the way out. And as you let that breath out, just let all the tension drain from your body. And as you let that breath out, let your eyes relax to a comfortable position. And as you let that breath out and your eyes relax to a comfortable position, allow your focus to go deep within you. You may focus on the movement of your sternum in and out. Instead, you may focus on the movement of the air slowly in through the nose, out through the mouth, if that pattern is comfortable for you. Whatever you choose to focus on, just allow that to become the center of your thoughts. Slowly breathing, nice and deep and slow, in through your nose. All the way in, nice and deep and slow. To a depth that feels comfortable for you. Taking the amount of air in that feels comfortable for you. Feeling that wonderful sense of fullness and then letting that breath slowly out. slowly all the way out, completely emptying your lungs. Feeling that sense of letting that breath out. There's no more breaths to be exhaled. And when you feel like you've fully emptied the lungs, slowly, ever so slowly, breathing in, all the way in. Feeling the lungs expand, fill with nourishing oxygen, to the point where you can't fit any more breath in, but it feels comfortable. And then slowly letting that breath all the way out. Slow, very slowly as you can. But then also fully emptying all the way out. Fully emptying your lungs all the way out. Letting that breath all the way out. Good. And getting into a rhythm. And you notice that rhythm of breath. And the rhythm feels comfortable, soothing and calming, noticing either the breath moving in and out or the sternum slowly moving as you breathe in deeply, the ribs expanding and relaxing as you let all that breath out. And you may be able to imagine yourself as well floating somewhere safe and comfortable, not a care in the world. Absolutely nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. You're inside a bubble, a cocoon, and there's nothing to bother you. There's nothing to disturb you, and you can float within that bubble, that cocoon, floating on a warm lake, on a bed of warm air, just floating, not a care in the world, paying attention only to the sound of my voice. Any other sound you hear will drift into the background, drift far, far away, at its own pace, in its own way. And if ever you notice yourself drawn to a sound external to the room, external to the building, you can simply redirect your attention back to your breath and the growing sensations of relaxation you notice in your body. The growing awareness, there's nothing to bother me, nothing to disturb me. This is time for me. This is time for a mental holiday, for physical relaxation, time to let go, time for myself. This is time for me to enjoy some deep relaxation, to calm my mind, to calm my body, by just following the floating sensation, the ebb and flow of my breath. And you'll notice more and more by just simply focusing on the breath that you'll naturally take yourself to a deeper, deeper state of relaxation and comfort, deeper than you've felt in a while. By simply focusing on the gentle movement of the breath, the ebb and the flow, the movement of the ribs or the sternum, focusing the sensation of floating, you can simply detach from the awareness of this situation, from where you are, from time. And this sensation of detaching is a wonderful, calming state of flow that you can enter where time stops and it's just breathing and floating relaxation, time for you. This experience, as we drift deeper and deeper, can be very restorative, regenerative for our mind and all the cells in our body and our mind, regenerative for our body. Taking time such as this for ourselves to bring some calm, to bring some stillness, is a wonderful soothing sensation. Regardless of how much time we have, we can simply stop throughout the day to breathe, to focus on the flow of the breath in and out. We can make the breath the center of our attention. We can invite sensations of calm into our experience, sensations of floating, warmth, stillness. And for the time we have, we can just be one with that experience. And we can let everything else drift into the background. Not a care in the world, taking time for us. And we can do that ever so briefly or for extended periods of time. Whatever our schedule permits, 5 minutes of stillness, 10, 20, 30, 40, or 60, whatever we can devote. It can be restorative, calming, and regenerative. Taking time to let go, to focus on our breath, to let go of worries, and to be one with the moment. And as you float here with me today, focusing on the movement of the breath, the ebb and the flow, floating and disconnecting from time, you are being kind and caring to yourself. And with every breath, your mind can drift deeper and deeper, deeper into a state of calm, into a state of deep hypnosis, as your mind becomes more still, focused on the breath, focused on the sensations in your body and the wonderful sensation of floating, not a care in the world, within your bubble, within your cocoon. Drawing in long, slow, comfortable breaths, really focusing on the sensations of just drifting and disconnecting. And perhaps you've already noticed how the furniture within which you lay feels like it's absorbing all the unnecessary tension from your body. As it swaddles you, cocoons you, supports you, all the tension from your forehead floats away. From your jaw, from your shoulders, it dissipates, disappears, evaporates. Your forehead relaxes, the muscles at the corners of your eyes smooth out, and the jaw loosens and relaxes. The jaw loosens and relaxes. The muscles in the neck relax. And as it does, the head may fall to the side or not. But the shoulders drop down and loosen. They release tension and tightness. And with every breath, the forehead, the jaw, the neck, and the shoulders begin to relax more and more. Gradually, you begin to notice how the muscles in the ribs, the stomach, begin to relax. Breathing becomes a little more easier, a little more rhythmic, a little more calming. Every long, slow inhalation in brings in more of the oxygen. And every exhalation releases tension and tightness. The chest and the tummy are relaxing more and more. The shoulders are releasing their tension. And the arms and the hands slowly become heavier. You may have already noticed a gentle sense of numbness or tingling at the fingertips. And these sensations of deep relaxation may be associated with warmth or coolness, will continue to spread from the tips of the fingers all the way up the hands, the forehead, the forearms, the arms into the shoulders, flowing downwards from the top of the head all the way over the face, around the eyes, the jaw, over the neck, into the shoulders and the chest, between the shoulder blades, down over the tummy. Wave upon wave of healing relaxation flows more easily with every exhalation, gradually flowing all the way down the legs, relaxing those large muscles, quads, the hamstrings, flowing down further to the shins and the calves, all the way down to the tips of the toes. Gradually, little by little, you'll notice more and more sensations of floating, drifting, floating in a balloon, a cocoon, but the feeling of being disconnected, not a care in the world, begins to grow more and more. Long, slow, easy, comfortable breaths. Taking a moment or two to really enjoy the experiences of deep relaxation and disconnection you feel in this moment. This soothing and self-regulating process that you've created with the power of your mind. Letting my sound of my voice guide you deeper and deeper. The feeling of your breath guides you deeper and deeper as you notice more and more sensations of relaxation, just drifting, disconnecting in a bubble of your own. Gradually, you'll notice your mind stilling, becoming calm and quiet, as if you're really not thinking about much at all. And that's right. Gradually, we become so calm, so disconnected, our thoughts still. And of course, our mind is a busy place. It never completely quiets. But everything slows down like molasses. And you're bathed more and more in an ocean of calm, wave after wave in an ocean of calm. And slowly letting everything go more and more. letting yourself become fully immersed in the experience of calm, quiet, disconnection. Drifting deeper and deeper into a calm, tranquil, peaceful place. And in a moment, I'm going to slowly count from 1 to 5. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 5 deep breaths, 1 at a time. And as you let each breath out, I want you to simply notice how you drift deeper and deeper into a relaxed hypnotic state, more and more with every breath. So when you're feeling ready, take a deep breath in. Good, very good. Feel that fullness and let it go. And in an interesting and enjoyable way, you can experience a feeling of deep relaxation flow over you. Almost if you're floating like an old autumn leaf, floating without a care in the world. Just continuing to breathe gently, deeply, easily, comfortably, as you concentrate on my voice, relaxing deeply, more and more. Breathing comfortably, easily, calmly, letting your breath ebb and flow, gently and naturally. Noticing perhaps a heaviness or a lightness in your head, your cheeks, your shoulders and your chest, a greater sense of disconnection, not a care in the world, noticing more and more. Enjoying it more and more. 2, when you're ready, take another deep breath in. Good. Feel that fullness, enjoy that fullness, and then let it go. Let go more and more. Let it fully go. Let the relaxation move deeply into your neck and your shoulders, letting your shoulders feel droopy and relaxed, letting all the muscles soften. The chest is breathing and moving easily on its own. And you'll notice that heavy, comfortable, or light feeling grow more and more as you relax. More and more. As you disconnect, as you float more and more. All the time. And as you float more and more, you can begin to really crystallize an image of calm in your mind. Perhaps calm looks like floating on top of a mountain, sitting on top of a still, cool, quiet mountain, no one around, blue skies above. Or perhaps your image of calm is floating in a boat, sitting alongside a lake or an ocean. Perhaps your image of calm is wrapped in a blanket, reading a book all the time in the world. Just really try to bring to mind what that image of calm represents to you. Notice where you are, what it feels like to be there, the stillness, the peacefulness, the tranquility, the oneness with your surroundings. That sense of disconnect, let it settle into your body. Let that image and those sensations associated with it really resonate. Enjoy it. Enjoy the image, the feelings, the sensations, the sense of disconnect. Enjoy the tranquility, the calm, the connectedness. And as you keep that image and those sensations near to your heart, three, take another deep, deep breath. Feel that fullness. And let it go, sinking deeper and deeper into comfort. Noticing that restful heaviness flowing easily throughout your body, flowing over your eyes, your face, your neck, your shoulders, over your chest and your arms, flowing easily over your legs down to the tips of your toes, smoothing all the way out, all the way down. Enjoying more and more that image of calm, the sensations of calm, the feelings of calm in your body, bringing those closer, aligned with your image of you. And as you drift deeper and deeper, I want you to embody this image of calm, these sensations of calm, these feelings of calm. Embody it, take it inwards. Let it become one with the person you are. And four, when you're ready, take another very deep breath. Enjoy that wonderful sense of fullness as you take that breath in. And then just let go. Let go of everything but the comfort you feel throughout your body. Notice the relaxations, the sensations of relaxation spreading. Anything you notice can become part of your experience of comfort and relaxation. Embracing that image of calm, embracing it as if with your arms around it, bringing it to you, letting yourself fuse with that image of calm, the sensations of calm, the feelings of calm. Embody that image as it becomes one with you. And five, a very deep breath now. Good. Feel the fullness and let it go. Sink down deeper and deeper. Letting yourself enjoy the experience more and more. Floating, drifting, enjoying the sense of freedom, peacefulness, drifting more and more. And every time you naturally inhale and exhale, you notice this sense of calm, this image of calm, these feelings of calm will become more fused with your image and identity of yourself. Your thoughts will slow down more and more with every inhalation and exhalation. And this image will crystallize, become ever clearer, as if you're tuning a radio. With every breath, the sound, the sensations of calm, the image of calm will become more finely tuned. And you'll have a clearer and clearer image of the calm individual you wish to move towards, you wish to emanate, you wish to embody. And every time you inhale and then exhale, your mind will drift closer and closer to this finely tuned image. And you'll allow yourself to enjoy this image, to embody this image. You'll allow yourself to dance with the image of this image, dance with the sensations of this image, dance with the feelings of this image. You'll allow yourself to step into this and allow your creative mind to really feel what this image of calm feels like deep down. And you may notice, as you embody this more and more, this calm, this deep-rooted calm, belief in yourself, belief in your abilities, your resilience, your determination. Your sense of confidence grows with it. So as you breathe, as you will naturally breathe regularly in and out, let these feelings, let these sensations, let this image of this calm you become more real, become more evident. Let yourself experience it, dance with it, experiment with it, and memorize these sensations, this feeling, this way of thinking, this way of seeing yourself and the world. Let yourself dance with it. Imagine for a moment in this calm state. Imagine for a moment what it would be like to spend more of your days, more of your experiences, feeling this way more and more as you've already started to notice already. There's greater self-acceptance now than there was a year ago. Imagine what it'll be like 6 months from now, 3 months. There's greater self-confidence, a greater belief in yourself, your resilience, your resourcefulness, your determination. You're committed to creating a life where there's warm-heartedness, acceptance, compassion, kindness, tolerance around you, in your friends and in your family, in your mind. This has come a long way. So allow your mind to drift ahead a little bit. See the exponential growth. Embody the calm, the image of calm. Imagine the trickle-down effect. Things will start exponentially changing in so many different ways. More time laughing, dancing, singing, joking. Just take a moment to see, to feel, to enjoy, to dance with the changes that are possible. Let your mind follow it without trying to stop it, to yes but it, to change it. Just let yourself imagine. Let yourself be free to imagine. Take a moment to notice how far you've come just in the last year. In the last 2 years, notice how far you've come in so many ways. Severing relationships, forming new ones, doing new and challenging things like skiing, having more and more tough conversations, doing new and different jobs and rising to the occasion, managing all the challenges. So many things have changed. Your determination and self-confidence has grown. Notice as I'm quiet, all the changes in the last 6 months, year, 2 years. Take a moment to celebrate those accomplishments, small, medium, large. Notice the growth, notice the change. And with the degree of determination you have, imagine what will be possible. So keeping that image of you, that calm image of you, close by your right side. The sensations of this calm you close by your right side, the feelings you feel right now. Calm, quiet, serene, peaceful. Not care in the world. Keep this right by your right side. The sensations of calm and confidence that come with that. Sensations, the feeling, the energy, the image. Keep it right there. Know that it's there. Know that you're fine and you're safe. But let a small part of you drift back in time to the time before little Theo was born, a time filled with anxiety, change, tons of change, tons of worries. And see that young mom way back then. See how she worried, how she fretted, how she tried to do her best. See her high, unreasonable expectations. See all the change that was going on in her life, in her body, in her home, in her world. You're safe, but look back. Look back from your safe place and see her. See how distressed she was, how much pain she was in, how she was trying to do her best. So many things out of her control. Hormones, moving, break-ins, pregnancy, Theo's weight. So many things. So such a challenging time. She was feeling most likely out of control, trying to do her best, trying to keep a lid on things, trying to stay calm in a difficult situation. Calm for the baby inside of her. See how she was just getting through the days, stressed and worried, challenged, maybe feeling a bit alone. See how that anxiety latched onto a focus. And that focus was germs. She needed some way to channel all that uncertainty. She needed somewhere to direct it to. She didn't know this. It was all unconscious. But that's what the mind does. It latches on. Latches on to something we can focus on. We can channel our energy towards, because there's so much discomfort in the body. We don't know why we feel it, but we find a way to make sense of it, even as irrational as that sounds. We're rationally trying to make sense of things. She feels out of control and she latches on unconsciously, focusing on germs, so that she can focus all the intense feelings towards that. It helps her make sense of why she feels so out of control, so anxious, so worried all the time. Because she's nervous as anybody would to really acknowledge the real underlying fears. Will my baby be okay? Will I get through this? Can I handle this? Am I going to be a good mom? All the natural worries we all have. But she channels it and focuses it and lets it latch on to germs. And then once it does, she can rationalize it. As irrational as that seems, she can rationalize it. She's just trying to do her best to protect herself and her baby. And then it grows. And it gets bigger. Even though she knows, as she knows today, in her rational, wise mind, a calm image, sensations, person she knows, her education and experience, she knows, on one hand, the body has lots of natural defenses against germs. The skin is a huge defense against germs. It defends naturally. And those natural barriers that we have, those natural defenses, include our skin, our mucous membranes, our tears, our earwax, stomach acids. It all defends against us. The most outer protective layer in our body. Our urine, our feces wash out any microorganisms that enter our body. The immune system can naturally deal with any microorganisms, any germs. What is a germ? It's a microorganism. Our body has natural defenses. The skin all over our body. Our airway filters out any particles that are inhaled. Our digestive tract, including the stomach acid, the bile, the intestinal secretions, is well designed to protect us. She knows this. That young mom knows this. Our skin is rough and acidic. Our vagina is acidic. Our stomach has stomach acids. The blood has white blood cells that fight infection, engulf and destroy microorganisms. We have inflammation to help protect and fight off. Antibodies, killer T cells. Our stomach has natural defenses against infection or virus. Fever, so many systems in place. That young mom knows this, but the anxiety tricks her into thinking there's things to worry about. And it starts and it grows. And her wise mind knows there's enough defenses in our body alone, let alone just basic hand washing techniques to protect us. All the things that are built in, that are regular everyday practices. So what I'd like you to do with your wise mind and your calm image and sensations, your ability to tap into these calm sensations, these calm feelings, this confidence, the awareness of your growth in the last 6 months to a year, your wise self as you are today, I want you to go back to her. Drift back into the past. And together, I'd like the two of you to throw these worries, these fears of germs on toilets, on surfaces, on laundry, on library books, on packages, whatever the worry may be, I want you to throw them one by one in a large sack, like a Santa sack or a knapsack that's massive. Throw those worries into the sack, the two of you together. Throw them into the sack. And as you throw them into the sack, the two of you together, see yourself helping her. Use her wise mind as you have, with the knowledge you have of the natural defenses the body has. so many layers and layers of protection. And then you add just general, regular hand washing. All the things the wise mind knows help impart that knowledge to that younger self, that younger you, as you comfort her, as you remind her, she survived, Theo survived, everybody was fine. That was a rough time, but you got through it. Everybody's okay. You went on to have another child. Your marriage is good. Your relationship is good. Tell her how many different challenges you faced, she's faced since then, grown through, changed through, developed skills. As you throw those worries away in all the different places, throw them into that bag. Get rid of them. Let go of them. She doesn't need them. Her mind just simply latched onto it. Trying to trick her into believing there's things to be scared of when there isn't. She can trust herself. She can do this. Comfort her in her worry, in her anxieties about motherhood, about giving birth to a healthy child. All the changes she's going through, moving, the break-in, adapting to a new house, a new neighborhood, new financial responsibilities. Comfort her as I'm quiet. Take some time with her. Throw those worries into the bag. Good. And as you embrace her, as you let go of those worries, somehow I want you to let go of that bag. Throw it into a bonfire. The two of you throw it off the edge of a cliff. Drop it into the ocean. Burn it, dispose of it, let it dissipate. Get rid of it, see it burn into ashes, see it drop down below into the ocean, off the cliff, float down the river, or disappear into the sky. See it go away. And ask yourself, do you really need those fears anymore? Or do you have enough of your natural protections? all the different defenses you have. Your skin, your mucus, inflammation, the blood, the stomach acids, the acid on our skin. All the so many natural defenses we have. And basic hand washing. Can you let go of everything else and embrace this as all you need? As you embrace together that image of calm, confidence, those sensations of calm and confidence together, those feelings of calm and confidence. And with those feelings, sensations, and image of calm and confidence, knowing you have all the natural defenses you need, can you see the bridge ahead? And walk over that beautiful bridge and see what life is like on the other side, the two of you together. She no longer needs her anxieties and worries. You know she survived. You, in your wise mind and all the things you've accomplished, know they serve no purpose. You have all the natural defenses you can do. See what life is like on the other side without these worries and concerns. Able to go confidently about your day, doing whatever you want, wherever, with whomever. See what life is like on the other side. Take a moment, the two of you, to really enjoy it. To marvel at it, to embody it. Oopsie. Take some time to really embody it, to breathe it in. There's a beautiful fountain on the other side. Walk over to that fountain. Drink from that fountain whatever you're going to need. Maintain your determination towards that image of calm, resilience, confidence, and quiet. Drink from that fountain whatever you're going to need. It could be a quality. Drink from that fountain whatever you're going to need. And know in your mind, your wise mind, we can live with opposing feelings. We can feel two feelings at once. As you go through your days, you can both be afraid and trusting at the same time. You can be angry and forgiving at the same time. You can be irritated and amused at the same time. And so too can you be anxious and determined at the same time. Even if something's uncomfortable, you can be determined at the same time. Even if something causes a little bit of anxiety, moderate, you can be determined at the same time. You can walk towards that fear with the same determination and overcome it step by step. Two feelings, two different feelings can coexist. And as you allow them to coexist more and more, you'll feel more of that calm, that confidence, that quiet. that embodiment will grow more real, more ever-present. And you'll feel more and more pride in yourself and your accomplishments. So in a moment, when I count from 1 to 5, you'll open your eyes. You'll feel alert without feeling tired, drowsy, and you'll feel much better for this pleasant hypnotic experience, feeling relaxed mentally and physically. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 5. 1. 2. Feeling more alert, calm. 3. More and more alert now, able to wiggle your fingers and toes. 4. More aware of the sounds around. So much so that at the count of 5, when I say 5, you'll be able to open your eyes and return to the room around you, feeling a deep sense of calm and determination, knowing you can have a juxtaposition of feelings, 2 different feelings, and persevere. Determined to feel more and more of the calm, the sensations, the image than ever before. And 5, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.